que tenemos a la doctora Christine Marie. Es una experta en cultos y en los mecanismos del control psicológico con su esposo, que es un videógrafo. Ella registró confesiones estremecedoras sobre abusos a menores y decidió llevar las pruebas a las autoridades. Bueno, es informante del FBI. ¿Cuál es la noticia? Esta es la producción que revela cómo Samuel Rapley Bateman, lideró una secta polígama vinculada a la Iglesia Jesucristo de los Santos de los Últimos Tiempos. Una red infantil. Y esa es la primera pregunta, Esther, agradeciendo a nuestra doctora Christine Marie. ¿Ya hay una condena y de qué tamaño es la condena y cuál es la lista de delitos o de conductas del señor Bateman?
Good morning, doctor, and thank you so much for being today here on our show.
Hello.
So we want to begin by asking you, is there already a conviction? Has Mr. Bateman already been convicted? And what are the crimes, the list of crimes that he is being trialed for?
Yes, he has been convicted through a plea deal of 50 years. The crimes, there were many, but in his deal, it included transporting children across state lines for sexual purposes.
Nos dice que sí lo condenaron a 50 años, y los crímenes son muchos, pero en medio del acuerdo al que llegaron está el de transportar niños para objetivos sexuales.
¿Es cierto, Esther, que él tenía 20 esposas espirituales, algunas de ellas de tan solo 9 años de edad? ¿Eso es cierto?
So, is it true that he had at least 20 spiritual wives, and some of whom were even minors of 9 years old?
Yes, about half of them were underage.
Sí, la mitad eran menores de edad.
Lo que yo quisiera preguntarle, Esther, y es el proceso específico de ella enseñarle a estas mujeres que estaban siendo víctimas, porque muchas lo consideraban o lo idolatraban como un dios.
Can you explain with us the whole process? How did you manage to explain to these girls that they are being victims, that they are victims, because to some extent they used to look up to him?
Yes, they did not. But we're still free. Come on,
let's make this memory. Yes, hello? Christine,
yes.
We're losing the connection. Can you repeat again what you were saying?
They did not realize that they were victims. They thought they were specially chosen to be his wife. And I did not have to explain to them that they were victims. What I had to do was get Samuel arrested, which we did, and then they were taken away from the house where they were abused and put in different homes, and then eventually they woke up and realized that they were victims.
Ellas, pues, digamos que no sabían que eran unas víctimas, porque lo que creían era que eran unas esposas especiales elegidas por él. Entonces ella no tuvo que explicarles que eran víctimas. Lo que hizo fue que arrestaran a Samuel buscando esas pruebas para poder condenarlo, y luego pues sacaron a todas estas víctimas de la casa donde eran abusadas, la llevaron a un lugar distinto, y luego, una vez despertaron de esa realidad, sí se dieron cuenta que eran víctimas.
¿Cuál es el perfil de las personas y sus circunstancias que las llevaron a caer en esta secta?
What is the typical profile of the girls, of the individuals that were involved and that were drawn to these cults?
There were mothers and children who came from the polygamy community, and they were very innocent. They believed in a prophet from birth and for many generations. So one of the reasons that they believed in him is because he convinced them by playing on their current beliefs.
nos responde que eran personas bastante inocentes que creían en este profeta, y la razón por la que creían era que eran niños y madres bastante vulnerables. Entonces, digamos que se aferraban a esta creencia y a este falso profeta por su situación de vulnerabilidad.
Dr. Marie, thank you very much and good luck with your documentary.